Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Congratulations, Mitt Romney. You're the presumed GOP nominee, and all you had to do was threaten to let our employers take away our contraception coverage.
Threaten to let our insurance companies charge us more just because we're women.
And threaten to get rid of Planned Parenthood, a life-saving source of health care for millions of women.
So this November, we're going to remember
how you threw women under the bus just to get the nomination.
There's a new ad for MoveOn.org attacking Mitt Romney and the Republicans. The so-called war on women is where we start in this hour of the countdown with the presidential race in the focus. I'm Doug Steffen, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, and Willie Geist talking to Mark Halperin and Steve Radner about several recent attack ads aimed at Mitt Romney from the Obama people.
The ad is paired with a companion site, RomneyEconomics.com. Mark Halperin, your take.
There's a lot going on here. This is where the Obama campaign wants to join the battle. They see one path for Mitt Romney to get elected president, which is presenting his business credentials, and this is their attempt to undermine him. It's interesting they're going with it now. They did run a positive spot last week for a few days, but this is where this is the example that they want to start with to say Mitt Romney may have the type of capitalism to create wealth for him and his investors, but eliminate jobs when that was the right thing to do for the bottom line.
So,
Steve Radner, are you embarrassed by this ad?
I mean, knowing
what you know, are you embarrassed by this ad by the Obama campaign?
I think the ad is unfair. I think Mitt Romney made a mistake ever talking about the fact that created 100,000 jobs. Bain Capital's responsibility was not to create 100,000 jobs or some other number. It was to make profits for his investors, most of whom were pension funds, endowments, and foundations. And it did it superbly well, acting within the rules, acting very responsibly, and was a leading firm. And so, yeah, I do think to pick out an example of somebody who lost their job, unfortunately, this is part of capitalism, this is part of life, and I don't think there's anything Bain Capital did that they need to be embarrassed about.
And Willie, you heard for the guys that are being filmed there, but they're being used on a commercial that certainly it's demagogic. It suggests that Mitt Romney created unemployment, and that you know, you do anything for as long as he worked at Bain Capital. There's going to be successes and some failures, but here, I just don't think Americans are going to buy that nonsense.
Well, they've heard the other side of it too. The Romney campaign has tried to point out Sports Authority as a Staples. I think there are a couple of other examples that people can relate to immediately of businesses they help turn around. But this is politics. This is part of the caricature they're creating of Mitt Romney, and they've been doing it for months. And his Republican opponents in the primary did the same thing. He's the big rich guy who has no feeling for the little guy and will make a buck and step on whoever he has to in the process. That's the picture they're trying to paint.
So here's a problem with the Obama team. They don't have anybody around them that have worked in free enterprise and really gotten beaten up and understand how free enterprise works. My father, I said it time and again, unemployed for a year and a half. My father saw this type of ad. He'd go, "Oh, you lost your job? You work in a capitalist society? Okay, you don't want to ever lose your job? Move to Russia." And guess what? That's not so far off how a lot of working class and middle class people believe. They're not stupid. This is a paternalistic ad made by some very intelligent people that went to Harvard and Yale and are elites who have never worked in the free market and think that middle class Americans are stupid. This is a meaning ad. And now, to prove that I'm wrong, why don't we go to a guy that went to a Southern state school and hangs out with people like that and goes to Staten Island on weekends? Mark Halperin.
I hook 'em horns. I have to take up for the David Axelrod, Rick Perry position on this, which is this is not the only way to do capitalism. Bain Capital chose to do it this way. That's the business they were in. But if you're going to say you're a job creator, then you have to take the totality of the record. And you could imagine a situation where there was a community had going to be so adversely affected. This is one of many examples where the people would come in and try to figure out a better solution than shutting down a company.
We're trying to look at who Mitt Romney is because even you say you still don't know and you still can't figure it out.
Right.
And this is the type of business that he did. This is the type of business he ran.
Up next, more from the campaign trail here on our Talk Radio Review. Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. with dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Pretty hot stuff here on the countdown. The presidential race, all these negative ads seem to be backfiring from some people's points of view on Mr. Obama. Here's host Dave Lee talking to James Homan from Politico.com about the problem Mr. Obama seems to be having attracting young voters, many of whom are disillusioned completely with the job he's done, and they don't plan on voting at all come November.
The new super PAC hoping to woo young voters, and we saw the president 4 years ago counting on the support of younger voters. What do you make of this?
Well, what we've seen is the percentage of young people supporting Obama has held about steady. He still has a more than 2-to-1 advantage over Mitt Romney, but they're just not enthusiastic like they were in 2008. They're not out knocking on doors. They're not planning on voting, and there is some disillusionment with the weak economy. People are entering the job market and the worst economy in 30 years. And so there's a new Republican super PAC put together coming out today, some names that are recognizable in D.C. that's trying to woo some of those younger voters to turn out for Mitt Romney. And they're putting some money behind it in some of the key states.
James, we're hearing a lot of news today about the president's first TV ad, and it's going right after Mitt Romney.
Yeah, so Obama is up today with a TV ad that goes after Mitt Romney for his work at Bain Capital. It was the private equity company that he ran for a long time in the 80s and 90s, and it focuses, it's a 2-minute ad, which is a very long time on television. It focuses on a particular steel plant in Kansas City that Mitt Romney's company bought, and they closed the mill down. And so the ad is built around a guy telling his story. The Obama campaign is having a conference call with reporters later this morning with the union rep from that mill and the employees featured in the ad to talk about that experience. It's the same thing we saw from Romney's Republican opponents back in January before the South Carolina primary, where they were attacking him as a vulture capitalist. And so this is the first time that the Obama campaign has really brought this up since the primaries, and it's part of a $25 million effort this month to try and define Romney as someone who is less a job creator and more a wealth creator, that he's someone who's kind of lined his own pockets and hasn't necessarily been the turnaround specialist that he's presenting himself on the campaign trail. It really goes at Mitt Romney's core political strength, and it's the Obama campaign is able to do it just because they have a 10-to-1 cash advantage over Romney. So they have all this money to spend, and they're going to spend it attacking Romney on what poll shows his biggest strength.
Here's host John Wilson with callers about what qualities they'd like to see in the next president.
I want you guys to give me a want ad for president. Remember the want ad you see in the paper, this and that? You've only got like 140 characters. Let's just say you've got two sentences, okay? And you can put abbreviations in there, EOE, whatever. I want your want ad for president. I've been kind of working on a few things and just haven't been able to make something that works here. Mine starts off with wanted a leader. And give me some examples of those. And trying to mix it in. I don't want to get into all the party stuff and this and that and the other thing. But if you could, if we were as a nation filling out a want ad in the big national newspaper or Craigslist or whatever, what would you put on there? Give me your want ad for president. Go, Tom.
All right. It's someone who believes in the King James Version of the Bible personally, but yet at the same time wanted someone who believes in separation of church and state, but yet practices the principles of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Okay. I don't think I've seen a want ad with "but yet" in it. But yet. Steve, I want your want ad for president.
Wanted president for the United States. Mitt Romney or Barack Obama need not apply.
See, that's kind of what I was going to. I was like, wanted a leader, no current applicants.
Exactly. And for everybody that voted for Mitt Romney, come on. You're looking for a conservative, not the carbon copy of the existing.
Hello, Bob.
Two words, and I think it would say it all, because we haven't had the one in my lifetime anyway. That's what they all used to be, and it is a statesman.
Ooh. You know, that's... I like that. That's a good one. Because that covers a lot of different bases there. That's a good stuff. Thanks, Bob. I believe this is Marietta.
Hey, how about wanted a leader with convictions who has voted yay or nay, but not present?
Ooh, I like that one. Hello, Mac.
Hey, wanted a candidate for president who in 4 years will be worthy of re-election.
I like that. That kind of sums it up right there, because it depends on what your definition of worthy is or convictions. Ronnie, listen, man, I'm trying to put together this want ad for president like we used to do in the paper, all right? I need your help, Ronnie. Give me your want ad.
An American citizen that loves the Lord.
No or best offer?
What'd you say?
Exactly. Hello, Mike. I want your one ad for president. Mike, it's your moment to wow me.
I want a president who loves the country, and I almost said hates the government, but I'm just going to say dislikes the government.
Well, you know, you can...
We don't want to hate, do we?
Well, we're not really supposed to say that. Some people say you can say that. Maybe kind of has a tempered interest in government, maybe. You know?
Fits on a bumper sticker good, so love the country, hate the government.
Now be careful, though, when you say that, people might start investigating the bunker.
Let's pause for a moment, then we'll move on to the gay marriage debate here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see Cintas trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With Cintas trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio and talk television. We've got all the audio here as we listen to a lot of great radio stations around the country. Here's one of those hosts, Mike Romy, talking about the people who are saying the Bible says gay marriage is wrong and other things the Bible also says are wrong.
What does the Bible say about homosexuality, same-sex marriages? And according to Corinthians... Not to get into Bible quotes this hour, but according to Corinthians, heaven's a pretty tough place to get into, whether you're gay or not. And Corinthians 6:9-10 says, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." So it's a pretty narrow entrance to get in there. And you could say, okay, the Bible does say that marriage is between a man and a woman. But it also goes on to say there are a lot of other caveats here that if you're sexually immoral, how do you define that? Adulterers, if you cheat on your wife, cheat on your husband, if you worship idols, if you're a male prostitute, it doesn't say anything about female prostitutes, though. It just says male prostitutes. Nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunks, or slanderers, or swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Now, as he gets up on the pulpit and looks among the flock, looks down into the congregation and says, okay, y'all think that the gay people should be cast out. We don't accept them. Gay people head for the door, and they go. Adulterers, and he can see, he's the all-knowing, all-seeing, greater than the Wizard of Oz. He looks down, and you might try and lie about it and say, well, no, you know what, I didn't really. And he knows. So all the adulterers, those who've cheated on their spouses, out the door with the homosexuals, idol worshipers, whether it's a professional athlete, entertainer of some sort, you can figure out who you idealize. You're out also with the people who cheated on their spouses and the ones who... And the gay ones, you're gone too.
Talk radio callers have had a lot to say about this debate, and let's get some of them in here, a sampling of callers.
I disagree with the president, but I respect his opinion. But I have to add that if you think it's okay to expand the definition of marriage, to include two men or two women, then it should also be okay to include polygamy, because if it's okay for two men or two women, why not three men or two women and one man? And if your answer to that is to call me a name or to call me a homophobe, then you really don't have an answer.
You know, I think President Obama's move politically was wrong, but morally, of course, I think it was right. You know, gays, I live in New York City, a lot of gay people here. It's not only about sex for gay couples, it's about love and a relationship and humanity. It's not only about sex, but, you know, heterosexual couples can also just be about sex. So, you know, it's live and let live. But I do want to say that, you know, I think it was the wrong time. I don't know if the comments made by the vice president a few days ago forced President Obama's hand, but be that as it may, I wish the president would be as verbal about things like too big to fail and high-risk investments by the banks.
How about your call? 800-510-8255. Email Doug at DougStephan.com here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching, so they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Granger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment, so you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Granger.com/green. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., 2010 CRA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Going through all of the callers now who are interested in discussing gay marriage. Is that something that's on your mind? Following along the thread that we started in this hour of the countdown, we invite you to call 800-510-8255. Send email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And follow the conversation with the instructions in the listen box at DougStephan.com. Here is Frank calling from Louisiana with thoughts on what ought to be right in America.
I would just like to say that I think that everyone deserves their equal rights under our law. I'm not going to sit in judgment of no one, and neither would I want anyone to sit in judgment of me. I think that's what happened to Germany. And I hope to God that this country live up to its constitution and all the rights that is given to all people. I, as a black American, understand that more than most people. And I wished that other people would just recognize that God made us all. And that is something that no one can take away from us.
800-510-8255, at 25 minutes before the hour. Ed in Florida, not understanding some of the issues.
I'm wondering why this is such a big issue anyway. The way I see it, it really doesn't matter if gay folks get married or not. If they do get married, it doesn't infringe upon my marriage or encourage me to be gay. And if they don't marry, it doesn't stop them from being gay. It only seems like an issue to divide folks. Folks have been gay since there have been people, back to the Roman era and beyond them and the Greeks. So why are we getting so excited about it? Why are they asking folks to vote about it when there are other issues that we should be voting on, like term limits, Congress pay, insider trading with Congress, that sort of thing?
All right. Well spoken. Thought the essence of what you're saying there, caring so much about this when it not... In the light of eternity is not so important, right? 800-510-8255 on the countdown, the review of many of your calls on the political side of the gay marriage issue. Chuck in West Virginia, please.
While I support
Obama and his acceptance of gay marriage, there's just one thing. He said it had to be left up to the states to decide. And the problem with this is that most of the legal benefits and protections of marriage come from the federal government. They come from the states. It has to do with tax law, Social Security, inheritance rights, and so on. So, for instance, say you have a gay couple that's legally married in Iowa, and under, say they have, they're allowed to declare each other beneficiaries under Social Security, but then for economic reasons they have to move south to Missouri. They get to Missouri where they're not allowed to be married, and they become unmarried in Missouri. Does that mean that they give up all their federal benefits? You know, most of the legal benefits and protections of marriage come from the federal government. And that's why I think the Supreme Court is ultimately going to have the last say on this.
Interesting that government, you understand how intertwined the government is in everybody's life. And my question, and a lot of people's questions, wrap themselves around why. Why does the government have a stake in anybody's marriage other than the money that comes out of the evolving relationship that people have from when they get married to their death? Rebecca's in Rapid City, South Dakota, live on the Countdown Now. Hi, ma'am.
Hi. I just don't understand why anyone cares what the sexuality of other people is and what they do. You know, if you're married, you're married. You know, there are more gay marriages that last longer than heterosexual marriages. So, you know, the people that I know that are gay, their marriages are much better than the ones that are heterosexual. You've
said exactly pretty down to the T what I'm thinking. This is pretty, in terms of the light of eternity, pretty simplistic stuff. The people can argue about the Bible and what it says, and we heard some of that a few minutes ago. It's troubling that people, I don't know if naive is the right word, I'm not sure what the right word is here, but there are a lot more important things, and that's the truth that you and I feel, whether that's the truth that other people feel, because we all know the truth is only as good as the person who is thinking about whatever the truth may be. Facts are one thing, the truth is something different, and everybody's truth is different. Rebecca, thank you. 800-510-8255. Does any of this make any sense? Lily in South Carolina on Mr. Obama.
My thought is he's undermining the whole moral standards of this country. Marriage was defined in the Bible. That's where it all started at. It is a union between a man and a woman. And to take this to this other level is just, I think he's doing it just to get back at Southerners, which is totally wrong. And I just do not appreciate this man as president, and I cannot call him president.
All right, 800-510-8255. Where do you fit in this discussion? Jerome, listening in Illinois, WJOL, Joliet, hi.
I think the entire nation, both on the Republican and the Democratic side, are looking at it in the wrong way. I think the institution of marriage existed long before there was government. But now we have both sides trying to use government to either recognize or not recognize marriage. I think the government, the only thing that the government should recognize is civil unions. As far as marriage is concerned, I think we should leave it to the churches, we should leave it to the mosque or the synagogue. If there is a mosque or a church or a synagogue that wants to legalize or that wants to kind of go ahead and approve a marriage between heterosexuals or homosexuals, I think that should be left to those religious institutions. The only thing that the government should recognize are civil unions.
All right, I keep asking the same question. Why is the government involved? John and Enid, Oklahoma, you want to tell us why you think the government's involved in any of this?
Yeah, I think that we should keep it to civil union because I don't think gays should be allowed to adopt children. Having known a person who was a product of such a quote marriage unquote, and he was very confused and he was very angry because he was up for a lot of ridicule, and he didn't really have a straight idea as to what his sexual identity was. Now, I'd like to jump on and say something about this subject of bonding that you had earlier. I was in a naturopathic clinic in Oklahoma, Seattle, Washington, one afternoon, and I walked in, and there was a young mother there, probably late 20s, early 30s, and she had a 10-year-old daughter, and the daughter was very normal. She was very happy. She ran around meeting everybody, you know, talking to the secretary and the nurses and whatever. And directly while I'm reading a magazine, she went quiet. And I looked around, and she was breastfeeding on her mother. And I asked one of the receptionists, I said, "Have they been doing this? Been coming in here for a long time?" He said, "Yeah." She says, "You know, she's perfectly happy, normal. Nobody thinks a thing about it." And I think this probably, if parents, the mother and the daughter or son wish to continue this for any unknown period of time, that's fine with me.
Yeah. Did you think when you saw the cover of Time magazine, is that where that conversation, that thread started?
Well, yeah, that's what reminded me of that, because I've only seen this happen one time, where the children or the infants were, shall we say, continued to breastfeed for more than, say, a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
They were very young, you know, toddlers. But this had gone on for over 10 years, and the girl was just radiant. I mean, she just had a real zest for life and inquisitive about everything, and didn't seem to have a bit of emotional problems over it, no matter who was gawking or anything else. It didn't matter to her or her mother.
Well, some people are not bothered by what other people think. All right, John, good story. You told it well. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Just as an aside for a moment, the two most widely read news magazines have interesting sort of edgy covers on them this week. The reference there, most people over the last 3 or 4 days have heard conversation, perhaps participated in conversation, about the lady breastfeeding her 3-4-year-old son. And then there's the Newsweek cover of Mr. Obama and the reference to the being the first gay president. Is this all about selling magazines? Is this of consequence to you? If you're gay, are you offended? Somebody's going to be offended about most anything that goes on, it seems. 800-510-8255. Jay in Florida on Obama and Romney in this issue.
The president said in 2008 that, you know, he believed marriage between a man and a woman. And he already has, you know, the homosexual vote for the most part. I think the reason he did that, he's forcing Mitt Romney to speak about religion, okay? Because what I think the question is going to turn into is the president's job to support the Constitution or promote his religion? So, and I think that's the biggest thing. They're going to talk about, because Romney's Mormon. A lot of people don't know about Mormonism. I have my issue with Mormonism. And I'm a Christian. I don't think gay marriage is right. But do a man and a man grow? Two grown men have the right to make this decision. You know, there's a lot of things that Christians don't agree with that goes on in our society.
I'm a Christian, and I don't agree with much of what you say. So where does that leave us, sir? 800-510-8255. I don't know that it boils down to that. I guess it depends on your definition of Christianity. That may be a part of where you are, in fact. It's 15 before the hour on today's Countdown.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah, all right.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. We're discussing the gay marriage, same-sex marriage issue. House Speaker Boehner is trying to steer Congress away from this, but many of the right-wingers are pushing the issue to the floor of the House. They want to ban the use of military chapels for gay weddings. My God. How to lose an election. They got Romney's ahead, and these guys want to bring this stuff up. What do you think Boehner wants to keep it off of the floor for? Steve in Lynchburg, Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I believe Obama did this totally for the reason of support from the gay community, which he will get. There have been 30 states who have voted for marriage between a man and a woman, and I believe those states will lean towards Romney.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. You're probably right. 800-510-8255, unless the House Republicans screw it up, and that's where they're headed if the news media stays on this. It is really pretty interesting to see how self-destructive this issue is. Beverly in North Carolina, another Southerner. Go ahead, ma'am.
I think Christianity deals with 10 rules, 10 laws. If you obey them, I guess you can get into heaven or wherever we're supposed to be going. I think people should separate church and state. It doesn't work. And I agree with Obama. Every man in this country should be created, should be treated equally because we're all created equally.
All right, thank you. Scott in Kansas generating buzz on this topic. Go ahead, sir.
I just think that we got bigger fish to fry in this country, and gay marriage, you know, no matter what side you come down on, it's clearly separation of church and state besides that. I mean, it's really nothing to do with politics, and I think that we're wasting time trying to decide something that is really out of their power. It didn't nothing to do with it. That's my personal opinion.
We like personal opinions. 800-510-8255 on the gay marriage debate at 51 past the hour on the countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And politics is front and center, as it often is, a news talk radio station, so-called issue-oriented political talk station. This whole thing's become very political. The same-sex marriage debate, the Joe Biden first statement, then the president echoes the same thing. A lot of people start talking about this issue in the same way it's been discussed for years and years and years. There are so many good things about the Tea Party, so many good things about the concentration on our economy, jobs, the things that really mean most to the most Americans. You want Mitt Romney to win, you better stay off of this, because it's very, very divisive. Unless you just don't care about anything other than your own issues, that's pretty doggone selfish, it would seem to me, especially if you have this bigger problem with Mr. Obama. For example, Ron Paul and his statements on this. If you go into those, you see there isn't much in his routine that refers to this, because it's not an issue that people care about, especially younger people who are supporting Ron Paul. Interesting, as a side note, Ron Paul suspending his campaign. There is a real weakness in the Obama campaign's attraction of young people because they're disillusioned. They'll stay home. Rather than just, they don't want to vote for Romney, but there are a lot of young people who support Ron Paul that if all the cards are played correctly, they'll vote for Romney. It will be very interesting to see how Romney and his people deal with the Ron Paul effect. Here's John in Texas with some thoughts about the politics of all this.
You know, he's been for this before in the late 90s. Then he switched to his undecided. Now he's turned all the way back around again. I mean, it's just like his voting was in the House or Senate in Illinois. He's either president or he, you know, flows with the wind. This is nothing but a political strategy to get everybody's eyes and mind off the real issues at hand. It's the economy. Remember what James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid. And he's playing a game here. He didn't want anybody to think about jobs and economy because he's a complete failure at both. And this ain't going to work because the people in this country aren't that stupid.
800-5 All right, sir. I'm glad you're as definitive about that as you are. 800-510-8255. Ellen in Florida going through some evolution.
I've heard so many times that this is a generational problem or misunderstanding. I want to state, first of all, that I am a senior citizen. And I, too, have had some evolution on this matter as I've had family members and neighbors who are gay. I see their committed relationships. And I was very touched and moved and impressed by the president's statement. It really raised my spirit to see how far we've come. It must be very liberating to be able to say once and for all what you really believe. And so many politicians speak with a forked tongue, saying things that they don't believe. And it's annoying to me. And I just wanted to lend my support, and I'm very proud of our president.
All right, ma'am, thank you very much. I'm proud of you for expressing yourself so well. Here's Tony. Let's move over to Lake City, Florida. The jet carries the countdown. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the air live.
Hey, good morning, guys. Obama is neither for nor against it. He's using the book, The Art of War. He's just using divide and conquer. These are smoke screens. And the next divide and conquer will be, he's going to say he's for marijuana or hemp. This is just a smoke screen. He is neither for nor against it. And chocolate people, wake up. This is your God and your religious folks and everybody. He's just using smoke screens to keep Obama on the defense. And Obama is playing for every pass that Obama is throwing out there.
Again,
this guy is neither for nor against it.
Yeah, it's all politics. All right, here's a comment from one of our listeners in Maryland. Days after Mr. Obama announced his support for same-sex marriage, pastors and priests around Maryland took to their own pulpits with their reaction. Some cases condemned the president. Everybody who fits the progressive white Anglo-Saxon Protestant stereotype of conservatives referred to as a bigot if he or she disagrees with the president on same-sex marriage. That's doing a lot of damage. But I think a lot of this conversation is not great. However, it's the conversation of the moment, and we cover it. That's why you're listening, I know, because you want to know what's going on in the world of conversation.